As varied as our topography and soils, as rich as our resources, so varied and rich are the voices and stories of the folks around us. Come neighbor a bit with me, Sam Stroop. Grab a cup of coffee, pull up a comfy chair, let's get to talking. The 4 years I served on the County Commission with Howard McMillan were great. I replaced Lowell Eaton, who retired for health reasons. He battled lung cancer and it left him really short on breath, but very alive. Lowell would say of Howard McMillan, he has two jobs up here. Turn on the copy machine in the morning and turn it off at night. And the other thing is rip off the 6x6 day calendar each day. Howard's job was so much bigger. He read and reread every piece of information that came across our desks. He was constantly poring over the weekly and monthly numbers, seeing how they matched up to the annual budget. He watched carefully over every bill being paid and stamped approved on all the invoices. And then the hard part. When Dragon Conroe and I were butting heads on an issue, which would happen from time to time, he would have to be the decider. Says he's stepping down in 2020. That will be Howard County's loss. Okay, so I want to talk to Howard McMillan about the Howard County budget, 2019 budget. First, I just wanted to ask you some stuff that folks may not know about you. You and Joanne have been married how long, do you know?
61 years.
61 years. Yeah. Okay, you were able to spit that out fast. And how many kids did the two of you have?
Eight.
And do you even know how many grandkids you got?
29.
Those are some records. I get the impression you're a good Glasgow Catholic. I know a lot of your tribe. I've gotten to know them over the last few years, and you all have done good.
Yeah, they've all done pretty good. I can't say they haven't done all right.
Yeah, you've done real good. So the budget, let's talk about it. Let me back up first. You retired from KCP&L. How many years did you work there?
32.
And did everything, I guess, or was it mainly lineman work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
We've got a bad winter. You've seen worse, so haven't you?
I have.
What do you think was the worst year of being a lineman? Don't want to remember.
I don't want to remember. I don't want to remember.
You were mayor of Glasgow how long?
About 8 or 9 years.
Okay. And were you appointed the commission and then you gave up being mayor, or was there a break between the two?
No, I was on the alderman. I was alderman.
Okay.
Then I quit that and went to this job.
All right. Gotcha. And how long, if you don't run in 2020, which you claim you're not going to do, how many years will have been as Western Commissioner?
It'd be a little less than 12 years.
Okay. That's a long time, buddy. Okay, now let's talk about budget. How do you feel about it? How did it turn out?
It turned out better than I expected.
Okay.
A lot better, really.
That's good to hear.
And I think it surprised all the other two, mm-hmm. too, so.
Yeah.
So we was all satisfied pretty well with what we come up with. But some you had wanted more money this year than the others. A lot of them were just satisfied with where they were at.
Yeah. So there were winners and losers.
You made some
people happy. You pissed off a few.
That's right.
that's always the way. Do you know what would you guess the total revenue for the county is? I wanted to say it was about $2,300,000. You've got a feeling it's a little higher?
It might be a little higher. I'm not sure. I can't remember for sure.
It's kind of a moving target. So
because it moves around.
Yeah.
Up and down.
Yeah. Help me with this, the sales tax breakdown. There's a general revenue that's half cent. That's one of them.
Yeah, see, we get that. And then we get another half cent from the jail.
That used to be the jail sales tax.
Used to be the jail sales tax.
Right.
I mean, to pay for the jail, and jail got paid off, so now we voted this, that voted in to get it to general revenue.
So then that's 2 half cents for general revenue. Mm-hmm. Law enforcement has what?
Oh, I don't know.
They've got a half cent too, don't they?
You know, I don't know for sure.
Yeah, they do. And then Road and Bridge has got 2 half cent ones.
Yeah.
And then there's the use tax.
Right. The use tax has been good. It was good this year. It was 150,000.
Yeah. That's
I think it was a little higher, but I'm not sure. But it's something we never had before, until we put in the use tax thing either.
Explain what that use tax is all about. Not maybe not everybody knows.
Well, anything that's bought out of the state of Missouri, we get tax on. Off the use tax. If they like to buy a new car outside, when they bring it back over here, we're still going to get tax off that
right.
car.
And then that everything people buy off the internet too?
Right.
So instead of going to Columbia and buying a big pile of diapers, my daughter-in-law orders them online, gets them delivered to her home, and then we get the sales tax and Columbia doesn't.
Right. So we get the tax off of it either way they go.
Yeah. It adds up.
It really does. So it does make a lot of difference. It's made a lot of difference on us over here.
Now, beyond our sales tax that's going into county government, there's a sales tax that comes for 911, right?
Right.
And I don't know what that is. Is that is it 1.85 or is it 8.5?
I'm wondering it's 8.5.
I think you're right.
I don't think it's 1.8. I think it's 8.5.
Yeah.
Too many numbers to remember all of them, you know?
I'm pretty sure you're right on that.
But I think that's right. But it's helped them out tremendously, too.
See? Yeah.
And the use taxes help.
Right.
911 out a lot. So.
Because use tax is divided up between who all?
Road and bridge.
Right.
Law offices. Mm-hmm. Sheriff. And 911.
Yeah.
And general fund gets the rest.
Yeah. So as that grows, everybody benefits from that one. There's a little bit of property tax goes into general revenue, isn't there?
Yes.
And a little bit of into road and bridge.
Right.
But most of it goes to schools.
Oh, yeah. I'd say the school gets probably 3/4 of tax, of total.
What else goes into general revenue that we haven't mentioned? I came up with some stuff. Let's see if you can add to it. There's some licensing fees.
Mm-hmm.
There's health department grants, state and federal.
Yeah, but that goes into health department.
Health department, right.
Yeah,
not general revenue.
Yeah.
There's some court judgment fees. Most of that goes to law enforcement.
Right.
And then there's some grants that law enforcement gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all that adds up to about $2.5 million.
Well, yeah. And you take, it takes a little over $700,000 to run the jail.
Law enforcement is expensive.
That's the most expensive thing in the county.
Yeah.
Is law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. And I think I got in trouble with people, but I said, that's, you know, like a third of our income goes to service at any one time, 0.035% of Howard County's population.
That's about, yeah, right.
It just don't seem fair.
Well, the time you figure it out, the time you take to take care of the jail, doing the repairs on the jail and the food for the prisoners and health fare, which they're supposed to pay this stuff, you know. Well, I don't know how much comes in on it, most of it, but. But that's the way it is. We just keep dribbling out, and you got to pay the deputies, then you got to pay the help down there.
Yeah.
And the deputies, they make some money, but everybody thinks they're paid too much. But the simple thing is, if you don't pay them what we're paying them now, you can't keep them, and it's hard to keep them now because they can go somewhere else and make a lot more money than what we pay.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about $2.5 million to run a county. It may sound like much, but it really is not.
Yeah.
I think the Fayette School District's budget is like $6 million. So just by comparison, that's kind of...
You could operate on that, could you?
Woo! Just by comparing the two, that's pretty bizarre.
Well, yes, it's a different world.
Yeah. It seems like I remember we kind of start out with, at the beginning of the year, about $1,300,000 in carryover in reserves. And then you said that with the budget that was planned... brings the reserves down to how much?
We've got a reserve close to $500,000.
Yeah, it's about $500,000 then.
So, but you'll usually end up with more than that.
Yeah.
Usually. But
it's just kind of hard. Well, certain things are padded with more money.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, that's still sitting there.
Yeah.
But it's just sometimes kind of hard to spend all that money.
Well, somebody thinks that you got all that money.
Right.
Well, you don't have all that money. That money's already spent.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's going out here, it's going out there, and going there. And then we got the Keller Building, but the Keller Building is paying for itself. It's taking care of its own self now, you know.
What, you know, the county budget was in awful shape back about 10 years ago.
I think when I went in there in 2009, that it was You ended up with $65 in general fund or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
What turned it around?
That half cent sales tax off to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always led on to.
Yeah.
That's where the only thing that helped. Because, see, the taxes don't go up every year like everybody said they do.
Right.
I mean, the general revenue doesn't come in like that.
So. Property tax, maybe, but not.
Yeah. So, and everything else has gone sky high.
Yeah.
So.
Use taxes helped.
Yeah, that's helped a bunch.
I think another thing that's really helped is back then gas was frequently approaching $4 a gallon.
Right, and we're down $1.94 now. Well,
right,
a little less than that.
Yeah,
you know.
And the county runs on gas.
Well, yeah, we didn't spend. I looked the other day and I can't remember what it was, but diesel fuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we burn a lot of diesel fuel.
Yeah.
Time you run the trucks, run the graders.
Yeah.
It takes a bunch. So
if we get a savings on fuel, that really helps,
that helps
the county.
That helps a bunch, oh, yeah.
Really does. Well, some specifics. We've got 50 employees about in the county. 35 of them are full-time, around that. Was there any kind of a raise for them?
2.2% we give them this year.
Okay.
That we did. We didn't do it till last because, you know, we had to make sure
right.
what we had. So, but yeah, they got 2.2, which is not a lot. And they don't, according to a lot of places, they don't make a lot of money, you know.
Right. But over 5 years, that's 10% raise.
Yeah.
You know, that's not shabby either.
But their insurance went up 10.1, I think, this year.
And who's paying the increase on the insurance? Are the employees
they
or the
are.
County? Okay.
Yeah, they are. We pay them $250, you know, a month
mm-hmm.
on their insurance. But other than that, they pick it up.
Yeah. My memory is, you know, we pay them, like you said, about $250 a month. Out of their pocket, it's about $75. It's just for them personally. But it's gone up this year.
Yeah, it's gone up this year.
Right. So, but they're paying under $100. Well,
under
$100.
Some of them are, you know.
Okay.
It's according to what they, who they got.
Right.
If it's just for themselves, yeah, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
so it's not perfect, but it's not bad.
Well, it's better than nothing. I
yeah.
guess that's what you'd want to say.
Yeah. What about retirement? Any changes in that this year?
You know, we were going to raise up loggers, but it cost so much we couldn't afford to raise it up. So
yeah.
we just, that's why we give them the 2.2% raise.
Yeah.
Because we didn't go that way. If we went that way, I think it was $84,000 if we raised it up.
Wow.
So we couldn't afford it. So
yeah.
we just went the other way.
And the 80 and out thing that Dylan was after, nothing happened there either.
We passed. That wasn't a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a good deal.
Yeah.
It's the way it come out.
Well, you know, you got to watch that retirement, because when you hear about cities and states elsewhere, that's the thing they're getting in trouble for, is they can't afford their retirement programs anymore.
So, yeah, that's the big part of it, you know. But you take, I think it's not that much, but he really off the surf. I think the other day a guy was around, and I wanted to say he thought, I think if you got retired, you retired at $529 of the month.
Uh-huh.
That's not a lot of money.
No.
Really. Now, I don't know how much logger pays off of theirs. But.
No, you about have to have Medicare and Social Security on your side to make it. You better plan on, if you're going to work for the county, you better plan on doing it until you're 65.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they can go, like Dylan now, he's got 38 years in, I think he said, or 36. So... He could probably go to 62. He could retire.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have insurance.
No, that'd be the only thing he wouldn't have.
Yeah, that's the problem there. The decision he has to make.
Yeah.
Because that when you get to be 62, you can kind of figure your health insurance is going to be $600-$700 a month on a private plan.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is. Well, that, him and his wife, you know, you got to figure both of them.
Yep.
And that's the way it is, but it's terrible.
Yeah. So, what new purchases for Road and Bridge?
We're intending to buy a new dump truck this year for them. That's approximately $142,000. But they've got the money. He's got the money for that.
$104,000, you say?
$142,000. Yeah.
And that'll be a straight truck that carries about 15 ton of gravel?
Probably 17, 18, I'd say. 16 foot bed, so I'd probably say 17, 18.
Okay.
And then I'll be getting a new tractor.
Okay.
It was that red one. We've had a lot of problems with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Think you'll get another red one?
I don't know. This car down to bits come. None of it's coming in.
See if,
but
see,
that'll be later on in the year anyway.
Right. See if Conroe's learned that red is not maybe the best color.
Well, you never know. But we have a lot of problems with it.
Yeah. What about there was talk of getting the Scarifier blades for all three maintainers that go all the way across?
We're going to put them on there. I don't know whether we borrowed them or not, but yeah, they're coming.
Okay, so all three of the maintainers
are
going to get
so
that.
All of them have.
How will that help?
Well, it brings that rock back up, you know, when they cut them with them teeth in there.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of brings the gravel back up out of them too and everything. So that's the way we're kind of going to go.
Can that go in any weather? Or it's probably a little touchy as to when you do that.
Well, a lot of them leave them on all the time.
Okay.
So, and they say it works better.
Do you know how deep those little spikes go? The 3 inches maybe?
No, they won't go that far. I'd say they probably go 2 inches. Maybe.
Okay.
Don't have to go very deep.
Yeah.
As long as you can just cut it loose. That's what you're wanting to do. So it works. We talked to some of the guys down there. I talked to in training over here at, they leave them all year round.
Okay. So anytime they're blading, they're,
yeah, they're using
digging
them
up with those little spikes.
But the heck of it is, you don't have, them things are high.
Hmm.
I think the real good ones are $22 a piece.
Huh.
And I don't remember, I forgot how many it took to go cross blade. But then that's the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, I have it in my head, it's about $3,000 for each maintainer. Maybe that's wacko. I probably shouldn't have said that number. But we'll stick with the $22 a piece on it.
The best ones are $22, and the cheaper ones were $11, I think.
Do you have any feel as to whether it's going to be a bad year for tires, or are things in pretty good shape that
way? Well, they're in good shape, pretty good shape right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a bad year for roads, I can tell you that.
How's the cinder pile holding up?
Not too bad right now.
Okay.
But they're going to be like everybody else. Next year, they're going to be fighting, you know. So
yeah.
You know that.
We'll see if we have ice every week for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, man, I hope not.
Or whether Punxsutawney Pete was right and we aren't going to have a long winter.
That's true. But, you know, when it gets up to be springtime, when it goes to thawing and freezing and thawing and freezing, and the roads get muddy and you try to haul gravel on them, and it's just a mess.
Any increase in the rock budget or about the same?
Well, no, we left it the same.
Okay.
So,
I know before the ice hit, I'd be driving on my road. It didn't have ice on it yet. It was like driving on Jell-O. You could see the road just give as you were going down it, and then it would come back up when you got off it. That's a scary feeling. And you wonder, why is this happening?
Whatever. But that's the way it goes.
Yeah. You know, if the roads were at a basketball game and it's us against Mother Nature and you're going to end up with a 100-point game, I'd say we're behind now about 40 or 50 points.
Yeah, we're way back. I'll tell you they are. And this ice really hurt. It didn't help nothing.
Yeah. Law enforcement. Increase in how much came out of general revenue for them, or about the same, or
$38,000. Well, you know, we give them $193,000 anyway,
right?
And that was off that sales tax come off the jail,
yeah.
And then we had to put in another $38,000
above the $198,000,
yeah, $193,000. But yeah, we put in about another $38,000, I think it was.
What about another patrol car?
We bought them a new one last year,
right? And not another new one this year.
No, we were going to, but when we had to give him his $38,000, we had to cut it out.
So right.
That $38,000 is pretty near the price for a new car.
Right.
See, I think we got that new one last year for $44,000, $45,000.
Right.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it takes a long time to get them.
Yeah.
Hi.
Have you got, any progress on getting a deer guard on that new car yet? Deer bumper.
You're supposed to be getting one.
Okay, good deal.
So
yeah.
So we had one hit. Matter of fact, I think he hit a deer with the other day.
Say he did hit another deer recently?
Yeah. But I don't remember if it was a new car or not.
Yeah.
All the rest of them got them on them.
Yeah.
That one. I don't think he got one in yet, partner. Maybe what it was.
The other evening, it wasn't dark yet. We were driving from our place to Armstrong, my dad's, and in a wheat field off to the left, to the west, I counted 20 deer.
And them guys running country roads, they come from nowhere.
On the way back, it was dark, and I said, Kathleen, watch out. There's going to be deer along here. Sure enough, she slowed down, but there was one right on the side of the road trying to figure out which direction it was
going
to go.
Which way he's going to go?
Yeah, it's always really scary.
That'd be normal.
Yeah. Back to Road and Bridge a minute. There's a new shed coming to store.
Right, we got the new shed. It's supposed to be in next month, I think.
I think so, March. Yeah.
Coming in March, and then later on in the year, we're going to try to get it put up.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we can get everything under the cover.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Did you stick $200,000 again into infrastructure? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Too many numbers. I can't.
Yeah, that's been kind of standard. But
it's up. It's quite a ways up there.
Yeah,
I've been into it.
A big chunk of that'll go for putting that building up.
Some go there, and then we got to have finished the courthouse.
Yeah, finish painting it.
Finish painting the courthouse, right. Then we'll be ready.
Is the sheriff still short on deputies?
No, I think he's finally got caught up now.
Okay.
I think so. I think he is. He was short.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's caught up now.
And then about the same, he's caught up on jailers?
Well, he's got them now. I don't know whether he's supposed to get a couple if he can find them, I guess, or one or two. I don't know what he's getting. He's getting one or two of them, and I guess that'll take care of some of it.
Do you know if the jail numbers are down a little bit or up?
The other day, they said there were 9 in there.
Wow.
So that's unusual.
Yeah, because capacity is 28, and he's been...
Well, he says normally that his normal thing is 22, but I kind of wondered about that myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It might be so icy they haven't been able to get around to arrest people.
But they ain't at court. That's what it is.
Right.
I don't know. But I'd say, I think that could be. I don't know what it is, but that's what somebody told me the other day.
It looked like when I was finishing up, Mike was going to have a carryover about $50,000 on his budget. That probably dwindled down some by the end of the year. Do you know?
He had some left over.
Yeah. So I know he had some bills coming at him, but
yeah,
about mid-December, it was about $50,000. Any money for new radios for him?
No.
Okay. Keller Building, any new developments? Did that workforce improvement crowd decide to rent a room yet? Do you know?
No. That's their basement?
No, they were...
The basement rented.
Yeah, they were going to get one upstairs. They were looking at one room. They came by, I took them down one day, but I didn't know if they had followed through or not.
I think they looked at it.
Yeah.
But and somebody else, we rented out another one or two, but I can't remember who it was.
Since I left, you mean? Might be them.
So
you're about full.
If I'm not mistaken, and I'm not, I don't want to lie to you. I'd lie to you if I told you, but I thought he said we had 2 or 3 rooms left.
Yeah, that's not many.
That's what I'm thinking. So the Keller Building is paying its way now. At least we think it is.
Right. What about probably the floor washing machine that was budgeted for this coming year hasn't come in yet, has it?
No, we haven't ordered it yet.
Okay. Right.
But it's coming in. I think we're going to get it. We're going on get it.
Okay.
Because courthouse is going to pay for some, and the Keller Building is going to pay for some. They use both places.
Why was it an important addition to get one of those?
It stops a lot of work. It stops a lot of work for the janitor.
Mm-hmm.
Because all he's got to do is run that machine.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they try to mop that thing. That's a booger.
Yeah. Describe how this machine will work.
It's supposed to pick up everything.
Okay.
Clean everything as it goes. It shines, so we'll see how it works.
So it puts out its own water, rushes it around,
right.
And then sucks the water back up.
Yeah, brings it back up.
Yeah. Now, that floor, that's a lot of floor down there in the Keller Building.
I hope to tell you there is. And you can take one of them, go along, you'd be in pretty good shape. You take a mop and try to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what they do all the time,
Yeah.
And then time of the year is coming when it's going to be muddier than a cat anyway.
Yeah.
So you think that people don't care.
Yeah. No, it's a good acquisition. Any more talk of 911 wanting to move into the community room?
No.
Okay.
Haven't heard anything else.
Yeah. And Extension was doing some work on new offices.
Right.
How's that coming along?
they're about done with it.
Okay.
I'm wanting to think. Wow. You know, see, they're moving right there in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Moved at the front door.
Yeah.
So they're doing pretty good. They're doing good. Well, they're getting another help.
Yeah.
Another person.
Yeah.
So they're doing good.
And no talk of the surveyors are kind of talking about moving out. They've got a big space that'd be empty, but no real talk on to when that could happen.
No, and I've never heard any more about them ever saying about moving yet. I'm not saying they won't, but
right.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Tell me about the coroner moving to the Keller building.
He's got an office in the Keller building. That's one room.
And that's a new situation.
That's a new situation.
Yeah.
He's just doing that. So, and he had to get his stuff for what he had to have for this and that. And all that.
Mm-hmm.
Which works fine. If he don't run again, somebody else runs, then the office is
yeah.
So mm-hmm. we don't have to worry about it.
So things he needed for the office amounted to?
Computers and
yeah.
and stuff, but that's what everybody else needs, computers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And stuff. But that adds up, too. You know, you get to add stuff up, what they need, this, need
right.
that. Some of the stuff you get from surplus,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's been, yeah, his budget went up because it had to go up
yeah.
for that and all that other
right.
stuff. So everything, and then that's about it, I guess.
Any new developments on the lawsuit that Glasgow has against him?
I don't think Glasgow's got one against him, do they?
Yeah, they were after it was a Sunshine Law thing.
I thought that was the
Columbia, both
Missourian.
Of them. Both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah. So no new developments.
March the 6th.
Right.
I think that's when it's supposed to go to court.
When?
March the 6th.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll know more then.
So, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, Charlie Joe did some work in his office, too. Can you tell
yeah.
about that?
He moved. Have you not been in there?
No.
You ought to go in there. It's real nice.
Mm-hmm.
He moved. Where Shelley used to be down there with Mason, he moved
right.
all the three of the girls in the same room.
Okay.
Up there. He took his, closed the one door where he used to go in, going up there by where you go into Catherine's office.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a desk sitting there, and then the girls
yeah.
are all sitting back over here in different tables.
Did that get to be much of an expense?
No.
Okay.
I'm wanting to think he said, I don't remember what he said for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Good.
So
well, it wasn't that big an area.
They took care of it themselves.
See? Right. It's already in his budget.
Yeah.
Let's see. The plan is to finish painting the courthouse this summer.
Yeah. That there's one.
I think the bell tower costs about $17,000. And I'm kind of guessing to finish this job, it'll be another $25,000, I bet, before it's all said and done.
Now, that could be because they're a little more restricted where they're at now.
Yeah.
What they're finishing.
It's not as high, but it's pretty intricate
work. Yeah,
we
just got to get a little bigger than that
right.
crane for them. That's what we need for them.
Yeah. How many tank car bridges might go in this year?
I don't know. We was talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
We put in, what did we say, 5 last year?
Yeah, at least. Another 6th one sitting waiting to go in.
6th one we're sitting waiting. So
yeah.
we was hoping to get 4 or 5 more
yeah.
back in this year,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
But them things are not cheap either.
Right. Yeah. Any extra money for the health department?
No.
Now, how about extension?
No.
Okay.
We did raise it. No.
Okay.
We didn't raise any
money. All right. Anything we haven't talked about?
Not that I know of.
We covered a lot of ground, sir.
If you could remember all the numbers, you'd be in good shape, you know. But
well, it's kind of
exactly.
rough because I really know the questions to ask, don't I?
So it made a little difference. It makes a difference. But.
Well, listen, I thank you guys for what you do. And I'm kind of glad I didn't have to be in on the decisions. But it looks like you all got through them just fine.
We weathered it. We weathered
you weathered it. So thanks again for what you guys are up to.
I was involved in working on 4 county budgets, 2015 to 2018. I found it was a fascinating exercise. I was always amazed at how well we saw it come together and how similar the thinking of the 3 of us were, probably because Conroe, McMillan, and Stroop have similar ways of thinking. No room for extravagance, but investments should be made in quality tools and products. The 3 of us had to work hard for everything we have. We know that's true for the rest of the county. The 3 of us have worked hard for everything we have, and we know that that's true for the rest of the county. So great consideration goes into every dollar spent. With the majority of rural residents living on gravel roads, our road and bridge department is of the highest priority. Though our jail population is small, averaging 0.035% of our county's population at any one time, this population's problems of substance abuse and dysfunctional behavior wreaks havoc on not just their own lives, but also their families and their neighborhoods. There's no end to what could be spent on law enforcement, our jail, and court systems. But it must be properly funded within the realization that resources are limited. Presently, it envelops a third of county resources, and that's with the state covering many of the costs of our courts. For the most part, the budgeting process looks at what was spent in a department on average over the past 3 years, and particularly the last year. What new needs is the person in charge of that department wanting to address, and how does that match county priorities and resources? Another approach to budgeting, which is important, but takes a lot of thought and risk-taking, is called outcome-based budgeting. You must ask, what are we wanting to accomplish? How important is that as a goal? How much of our resources should be behind achieving that goal? Should other allocation of funds be cut so that that priority goal can be properly funded? Priorities presently fall in this order: road and bridge, law enforcement, health department, university extension, and coroner. Other courthouse entities are given the funds they need to properly function. As far as schools, 911, ambulance, libraries, levy districts, and groups dealing with special needs and handicapped people, they have their own decision-making boards and sources of funding. So they are pretty much beyond the scope of the county commission, though issues they face do frequently come before the commission. Back to thoughts on outcome-based budgeting. That is begging the big question of what are the problematic issues our county communities are facing, or are potholes and jailing the druggies the only things we need to be worrying about? Unfortunately, those two issues seem to be what consumes most of the commission's energies and resources. Beyond that, keeping all the courthouse offices functioning so we can have a local government that can deliver its services is the other energy sucker, and of course, upkeep on the buildings that house all those functions. With 35 full-time employees and 15 part-timers, we proudly feel that our wages and benefits are some above other job averages in the county. But that's hard to maintain. You probably have noticed news coverage of other government entities around the nation and in our state that get into deep trouble because they overextended themselves in the areas of employee wages and benefits, particularly concerning retirement benefits. Back to outcome-based budgeting. I would challenge our county's school boards, religious groups, social organizations, and just neighbors talking over coffee to ask themselves, what are the big challenges, issues, and problems we see in our communities? Are there solutions for these that need local government attention and resources, or how do we address these concerns? But it's so much easier, isn't it, in our lives, like the county commission, to get constantly lost in the details of our own daily activities. A word with you about music shared during and at the end of the hour we have together. Popular music has always been a shared thing for me. Mom, Dad, the hired man, me and my two young aunts, only a little older than me, while doing chores in the huge dairy barn in Wisconsin, always had the radio on to Clear Channel WLS out of Chicago. It went from "How much is that doggie in the window?" to "You're nothing but a hound dog," the birth of rock and roll. Motown sounds matured in our ears. In college, it wasn't earbuds. It was the best of the day, blaring from speakers set outgoing from the dormitory windows, 8 stories high at Hudson Hall. They rocked our entire campus. In the Navy, the 6 of us sailors handling the Admiral's top secret messages, we had Casey Kasem's Top 40 countdown blaring. We jived and sang along. Saturday nights, Kathleen would popcorn and we'd curl up together on the big bed upstairs in front of a TV, she, I, and the three boys, and watched Bob Harvey. That's Bob, B-A-W-B, Harvey's country music videos on PBS out of Sedalia. We loved it. And so it continues. 70 years of music I've loved, shared with you.
There's no time to kill between the cradle and the grave. Father, time still takes a toll on every minute that you save. Legal tender's never gonna change the number on your days. The highest cost of living's dying, that's one everybody pays. So have it spent before you get the bill. There's no time to kill. If we'd known 10 years ago today would be 10 years from now, would we spend tomorrow's yesterdays and make it last somehow? Or be the cheers in someone else's game and never learn to play and see the rules of thumb are all the same that measure every day? The grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. Been in. Quit this work and worry, looking back where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. If we had an hourglass to watch each one go by, or a bell to mark each one to pass, we'd see just how they fly. Would we escalate the value to be worth its weight in gold, or would we never know the fortunes that we had till we grow old? And do we just keep killing time until there's no time to kill? No time to kill. Even I said it probably always will, but I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been. With this work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. Even I said it probably always will. I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been in. With this work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. No time to kill. No time.